In this bulletin, at least two people dead in a vehicle attack on pedestrians in Germany. China accuses Australia of deflecting attention away from atrocities allegedly committed by its soldiers in Afghanistan. And in sport, a seven-time Formula One champion tests positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. At least two people have been killed and others left with critical injuries after a man drove through a pedestrian zone in the western city of Trier in Germany. Witnesses reported seeing the man's vehicle driving at high speed through the area. They say several people were hit and thrown into the air. Police spokesman Carl Peter Jochum says a 51-year-old local man has been arrested.
The driver is a 51-year-old man, a German national who is from Trier-Saarburg district. A lot of police forces and rescue services were quickly on the scene. As to the man's motive, we can't say anything yet.
China's foreign ministry claims Australia's condemnation of a fake image tweeted by a Chinese government official is diverting attention from the findings of the Brereton report on alleged war crimes committed in Afghanistan. The Chinese embassy in Canberra accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of overreacting to the altered image, which shows an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan boy. Chinese-Australian community leaders have called on both countries to resolve their differences and repair relations. Jason Yatsen Lee from the Chinese-Australian Forum says it's important to focus on how best to respond to the fake image.
And essentially weaponized it. He was essentially trolling us. And I think that many people in the community felt that, look, we shouldn't have taken the bait. You just don't feed the troll. And so it would have been maybe more appropriate for somebody from our foreign ministry just to say, look, this was inappropriate and we hope the Chinese foreign ministry can discipline this person.
Chinese government officials say a Chinese spacecraft has successfully landed on the moon, touching down in a volcanic area. The aim of the mission is to bring back rock samples to Earth for the first time in 44 years. A decision is due in the High Court today on an appeal submitted by the Minister for Home Affairs, Peter Dutton. The appeal challenges the jurisdiction of the Federal Court to hear claims against the Minister for negligence and duty of care breaches suffered by people seeking asylum while they're in offshore detention in Nauru and Papua New Guinea. The decision will directly affect 50 cases of asylum seekers and refugees. It will also affect future claims against the government from people who have been held in immigration detention. New research by three universities in Sydney and Settlement Services International has found that refugees in Australia are settling in well. The settlement journeys of 133 Syrian, Iraqi and Afghan refugee families living in New South Wales have been documented for 3 years. The report highlights the importance of English language training and support programs. They reported that they feel safe, feel grateful to Australia for taking them in, and are optimistic about their future and that of their children. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the first citizens in the 27-nation bloc could be vaccinated against COVID-19 before the end of this month.
If everything goes well, the first European citizens might already be vaccinated before the end of December. And this will be a huge step forward towards our normal life. In other words, I just want to say there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But we still have to be disciplined till we have reached finally a vaccination that is appropriate to eradicate this virus.
The Commission has agreements with six potential vaccine suppliers and is currently working on a seventh contract. And in motorsport, seven-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has tested positive to coronavirus. In a statement, Mr. Hamilton said,
I'm devastated. I'm gutted that I won't be racing this weekend. I will do my best to get healthy. Please look after yourselves. You can never be too careful. These are worrying times for everyone, and we need to make sure we're looking after ourselves.
And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 26 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 21. Melbourne partly cloudy, 19. Hobart a possible early shower and windy, 18. Canberra sunny and 25. Wollongong partly cloudy, 22. Sydney much the same, 24. Newcastle partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane mostly sunny, 34. Cairns a shower or two, 33. And Darwin similar conditions with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.